All right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you that we have a daysman. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus can place one hand on you and one hand on us and bring the two of us together in judgment, and that in Christ we can live eternally with you. Lord, let us understand this life and put it in its right perspective and realize that this life is but a light affliction, and then we will be eternally with you. No matter what we're going through, Lord, let us feel the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. Let us know his comfort. Let us know his word. And Lord, I pray that everyone here will remain faithful to you until the end, no matter what comes across our paths. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're looking at our sixth part of the book of Job. And today we're going to be looking at Elihu's discourse. Elihu's discourse. And Job answers several concerns of life. And one of them is this: why do men suffer? Why does it seem on closer examination that evil people seem to prosper and good people suffer? Job was a rich man, the richest in the East, and he would have not have considered these issues in his comfort before his great trial. Job loved God, and he gave his heart to him. He was completely sincere, and this is what God calls perfect. He was perfect before God, a man who shunned evil. One of the other main issues of Job is, can you love God unconditionally? You see, Satan is cynical. He believes that God has to give us something for us to love him. That's one of the signatures of Satan and his belief. Brother, are you getting anything out of your faith? Is it working for you? But God believes that Job loves him unconditionally, and for us to do that, we have to believe in a sovereign God, one who does as he chooses, not a God who does what we tell him to do. You see, you cannot put God into debt and call him to owe you a blessing. And so, can you remain loyal to God? Can you worship?